Welcome. My name is Ines Brzemnix, and I'm my colleague Deborah Koniak-Griffin is not here today, but I'm going to talk to you about the Early Intervention Program for Adolescent Mothers, a public health nurse evidence-based model of home visiting, lessons learned. My presenter disclosure indicates I have nothing to disclose. The Early Intervention Program for Adolescent Mothers was a randomized controlled clinical trial of public health nurse-delivered home visiting to first-time adolescent mothers, prenatal and postpartum, and it had components that, that I will discuss in the coming slides. But they were primarily low medical risk pregnant young adolescents, 14 to 19 years of age, and the prime reason for this was that ethically we really could not think about considering younger mothers to have a chance of being in a control group where they only got two home visits. So that's why that was an important inclusion criteria and thus exclusion criteria as well. And there were other programs that they were then funneled into at the time. The first-time mothers, no drug dependence, use was okay, English or Spanish speaking, and excluded teens with complications that might prevent class attendance. So the EIP, I'll go to the end, and then we'll go back to the beginning again. But it was we had 24-month outcomes, 12 months after the cessation of services that we delivered to the moms. There were 56 mother-baby pairs in the EIP and 45 in the traditional public health nursing practice group. We had significant findings favoring the EIP in less ER use, fewer hospital days, fewer numbers of hospitalization episodes, fewer mean hospitalization hospitalized child, and less substance abuse, alcohol, tobacco, marijuana in the mothers. Now, in 2011, the DHHS identified us as an evidence-based home visiting model, part of the McVee initiative with the Affordable Care Act. And our article, the one that's cited there, and I do have references that are also on the link to the program that have more of our publications on it as well. But our results are very favorable with the NFP. In fact, I've spoken with David Olds quite a bit, and we've consulted on a number of issues as well, and I love the NFP. It's the gold standard. But we would welcome replication efforts, and I'll explain to you some of the details about that. So what were the aims of the EIP? We had six of them identified: improving maternal infant health, decreasing, eliminating high-risk behaviors, promoting effective family planning, enhancing life skills, improving competence of pregnant and parenting young mothers via the therapeutic nurse-client relationship, and building parenting skills and the quality of the home environment. And many of these aims are consistent with the benchmarks that are part of the McVee program for home visiting for mothers, infants, and young children currently being funded as well. And the core elements included nurse case management, and in California, public health nurses have to be bachelor's prepared, prenatal group education that included four classes that were led by the PHNs based on more of a maternal role attainment model that of Ramona Mercer that included reactions and transitions to motherhood, the fetus as an individual, parent-child communications, staying healthy. And these were group activities with a number of the pregnant young mothers collectively at the same time transported to a central location where the one public health nurse delivered the interventions. Then we had public health nursing home visiting, about 17, prenatal to 1 year post-birth. We had protocols for interventions and then referrals in the community for supplementary services. Now, the unique features, it was theory-based, both adolescent development and maternal role attainment. Five domains that I'll talk about in the slide on the conceptual model. We focused heavily on parenting skill development using NCAS materials, the Nursing Child Assessment Satellite Training, primarily the parent-child interaction scales, and most particularly the teaching scale. demonstration of newborn behaviors that was an adaptation of the Braselton Neonatal Behavioral Assessment Scale, videotaped instruction and feedback that in previous research has been very helpful for us in delivering services to these teen moms and helping them improve their behaviors, decision-making, problem-solving, and then bidirectional nurse and teen written planning for the following visits. So here was the outline of the visits, and those of you familiar with the NFP know it's much more intensive than what these visits are, the prenatal intake as well as two visits. Then postpartum, we visited at 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks, and then monthly thereafter. We had prescribed times for certain topics that were part of the manual, but we gave the PHNs flexibility and clinical judgment for changing that. We had a written plan that was signed by the young mother at the end of her visit for the following visit. The copy was retained. And then we also had problem-solving worksheets where we worked with the teen to realize what her options might be in particular situations, and they found this a very helpful process. So here's a look at the model where we look at health behaviors, maternal role in parenting, sexuality, family planning, developing and support, having supportive systems, and life skills with the PHN and the young mother in the center of the model. So the health-related behaviors related both to maternal and child, prenatal, postpartum, neonatal, the things, the general public health education, how to take care of yourself prenatally, postnatally, take care of a sick baby, immunizations, all of that. The maternal role attainment really focused heavily on emotional responses, mother-child interaction, how to deal with crying babies and what to do, and the video feedback and instruction was very helpful in helping moms develop the kinds of behaviors for social, emotional, and cognitive growth fostering and recognition of infant cues that we hope they would incorporate in, you know, into everyday life. School readiness, reading, and other screenings as well. Sexuality and family planning, of course, dealing with how to discuss these topics with teens and how to make them think ahead, and social support, network surveys, community resources, child care, and assessing that based on the NCAS principles as well. Life skills was another very important area, primarily decision-making skill development. Knowing the adolescent brain, it's very important to know that they don't necessarily think ahead, and so helping them, the public health nurse was really kind of the parent, helping them problem solve this and make decisions. So life planning, managing finances, the issue many of them never have a checkbook or wouldn't know how to operate on the financial levels as well. So an education was stressed at returning back to school, all of that, and we had some very nice success stories. Employment, career planning, domestic and dating violence, a big issue for the teen group as well. So I just put this slide in for training costs because we have gotten calls and questions and how much would it cost and can you just send the books? And I just wanted to indicate that this, if any of you were interested in replicating it, these might be some considerations that you would have to talk to about training, particularly the initial part, including NCAST as well as neonatal assessment and home visiting, etc. Now, the EIP, the Affordable Care Act, and home visiting a timeline, this is one of the parts of the lessons learned that I hope, I think can graphically help show you. And I use the example of NFP. They're excellent. They were among the first that were approved by DHHS for the Affordable Care Act funding, rightfully so, lots of robust publications. They had an existing infrastructure, which I think if any of these models want to go beyond just a research article or something local, we really have to get infrastructure built in. Otherwise, it isn't going to happen. So the NINR funded us as the EIP back in 1992. So we had 5 years of funding, extended for a couple of years, wrote our articles, got them out, and so that the 24-month article was written in 2003. And then there was no funding to continue it. There were no sustainability funds in the public health organization we were associated with. So the primary investigator, Deborah Koniak-Griffin, went on to do some other, you know, evidence turned out to be evidence-based models in also adolescent HIV prevention and condom usage and, you know, healthy sexual activities. So, you know, that kind of it was left in the books and in the journals. And finally, when the home visiting was being discussed, there were 11 models identified, and then states at the same time identified which models, and they had to use evidence-based models, so they then decided which ones they would use for the next 5 years for the funding. So those first 11 models got in as the, you know, funding was released in fiscal year 2010. Consequently, number of years now, multiple models, but there's only 19 out of 44 models that have been examined meticulously by Mathematica. And I'm very proud that we're on that list, but there is no infrastructure for us, and there's no funding in the Affordable Care Act or in these measures to build infrastructure, reproduce, upgrade the materials. So that's one of the things that one of my purposes is really to plead that, you know, if you want to gear up on a national level or even broader than just locally, a local program, you must have infrastructure. And as an example, in California, there are only two models that are implemented, both Healthy Families America and Nurse Family Partnership. Excellent programs, but these are the only counties in all of California that have funding for that is based on the Affordable Care Act. And they usually expanded the programs they already had in effect. Here in Illinois, it's Healthy Families America, Nurse Family Partnership, Parents as Teachers, and Early Head Start Home Visiting, not necessarily in every county. It might be individualized as well. But so here are the lessons learned. Positive outcomes don't always translate to funding. Sustainability is difficult. I'd advocate for funding for replication studies for these evidence-based models, and even Mathematica has identified that very few of them have been replicated. Currently, there's no funds for replication, and most states are using just a few of the models. And startup is really expensive to establish that infrastructure to respond to statistical analyses and benchmarks that the federal government has as well. Disseminate findings. Any of you that have promising programs, extend them beyond your discipline and the research literature. Get in touch with those state officials so that they know that you're around and might be able to be included in the priorities. Participate in groups that support home visiting. There are actually a number of them, and we'll get calls because the funding is now on a kind of year-by-year basis to help sustain that. We hate to see children who have gotten the benefit, children and mothers who've gotten the benefits, suddenly have that taken out from under them. So I really urge to support that and support getting infrastructure. So to compete nationally, this is really required. And for really all of us to support these evidence-based models. That's been a great effort. Prior to that, there were pockets of money given for projects that may not have ever had any real effect. And so I know talking with David Olds back in the 1990s, he said, you know, money thrown away is money that's kind of wasted. You know, you have to have it with the greatest attention, but if you don't have the fidelity to the model and you can't have findings, you know, this is not a good opportunity for us. And so it's very exciting that in home visiting, evidence-based is really at the center of how to get funding. So I just did want to acknowledge the NINR and then the San Bernardino Department of Public Health, Division of Community Health Services. Ann Ivey was a champion of nursing and public health nursing and a graduate of our UCLA program who was instrumental in helping it happen there in San Bernardino. And so if you want more information, the contact information is here. Thank you.
Thank you.